Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
I want to talk about tipping culture and has it gone too far? Do you tip if you go into a coffee shop and you go up to the counter and you order your coffee and you pick it up and you take it away with you and you go back to your office or back to your house? Would you tip in that scenario? Would you tip if you went up to the bar counter and ordered your own pint and brought it down to the table and brought the glass back up again? Where do we draw the line? We're chatting about this today because one pub in London, I noticed on online, the Well and Boot in Waterloo Station, has come under fire for adding an automatic 4% service charge to all drinks that are ordered at the bar counter. Michael Coyne is from Coyne's Gastro Pub in Connemara in County Galway. Michael, you're a pub owner. Would you ever charge in a situation like this a service fee of 4%?
No, not at all. We leave it up to the customers if they want to leave a tip or not. Not at all. It's not so prevalent here in Ireland or in England or mainland Europe, but if you're over in the States, you'd have to tip, in fairness. You know, if you go to certain bars, like say in Boston or Chicago, New York, and if you don't tip, well, you'll be waiting for a drink.
Yeah, they'll come out the door after you. I've witnessed it myself. Thankfully, not to me, but to others.
Oh yeah, but that's the way it should be left there. I've seen it happen, like when I was over in Dorchester there, you know. So we don't have that culture here, but I think adding a service charge, I don't know, even like for food or whatever, it's different strokes, different folks, whatever, but we just prefer that if people are happy with the service that they leave a tip, you know. And what we're talking about is just like, say, like, you know, you mentioned a few instances there about bars, whatever. Like say, do you know, if you go to a fast food restaurant, you know, you're still getting served food there, no one tips. You know, if you work in a supermarket, if you work in, not to name, but say a fast food outlet, there's no tipping culture there at all. And they're on their feet just as long as people in other food areas are in hospitality. So, I don't know. It's a strange one.
The issue I tend to have, and I don't mind tipping for good service, and in actual fact, I'm quite happy to tip when the service is good, but I don't think it should be just an automatic assumption that there is a tip, you know, irrespective of how good or bad the service is.
But I don't think there is, because not everyone tips, you know, like I say, but the vast majority of they do. If you're, look, if a place is, you know, is run properly and the staff are great and they work hard and, you know, and so on and so forth, then if the customer is happy, then I think the customer, you know, they're not obliged to. But it's nice that they do, you know. And I think the thing that galls me is that they, you know, in Ireland, tips are taxed. You know, a lot of customers don't seem to know that. That, you know, once there you leave a tip, it's up to the person's receipt of them to declare that at the end as part of a taxable income. Now, I think that's terrible. I think that tips shouldn't be taxed. And I'll say it straight out on the radio. I just find that if you work hard enough in a service industry, whether it be a bar, restaurant, you know, hairdressing, cafe, whatever, you know, I think tips should not be taxed.
Yeah, I know. And some people would say, look, they're additional income. That's why, you know, well, that's why it is. That's why they are taxed. But no, I take your point. I'd say a lot of people probably in agreement with you. Just on that, Michael, I mean, do you notice you guys do food? It's not just serving drink in coins, but typically.
It's a gastropub, yeah.
Yeah. Do people tend to tip typically?
Well, there's no. Well, I suppose mostly for food now, you'll find. You wouldn't find that there'd be. Maybe tourists might, you know, American tourists more so would. Say tip someone at the bar, but mostly it's for food. You know, that's what we have here.
Yeah. A listener tells me, I recently moved to the US from Ireland and tipping culture here drives me insane. I don't agree with mandatory tipping culture in the US just because it's the culture. And I've noticed it more and more in Dublin. What does drive me mad, though, is that the card machine will pop up with 20, 25, 30% suggested tip. You look like a bad person for pressing the button to give a custom tip, even if you're leaving 15%. I couldn't agree more with that listener. What about you, Rory? You worked in the service industry for quite a number of years. Do you still now tend to tip?
Yeah, I would do. I would do, yeah. I mean, historically, it wasn't a very well-paid occupation. So you live on your tips, basically. At the discretion of the customer. So it should be an indication of how good you're doing your job, how entertaining you are, how quick you are, whatever it might be. So I've no problem tipping.
Yeah. And years ago when you were working in the service industry, would people just maybe, you know, round up if it was 14, whatever, or 15, whatever, would they round up to the 20 euro? Or is it more the case that people would leave a percentage of the bill?
Some people did actually work out a percentage because you'd know by the amount coming through that it's, you know, it's a 10% or whatever it might be. There was a suggested 12.5% put on, but that was only suggested. It was at the customer and when they were paying, it was up to them. But I've no problem. I've no problem with that. I've also no problem not paying it, which I did once. I got it taken off the bill for bad service.
Yeah. How did you do it? What was the reason for that?
I was in London and I was... Jesus, this is in a previous life. I was in London and I was dating a French girl and we went to this restaurant and the waiter was French. So we sat down and he started talking to her in French. And I'm sitting there going, okay, this is going great. And then he went off to get the wine, came back with a bottle of wine, poured it, and I took a little sip and I said, yeah, that's fine. And he said to her in French, like he'd known the difference. And when he went away, she said what he had said.
Oh, God. Took exception. I don't blame you.
He also carried on then for the evening talking to the other waiting staff in French, shouting across people in French. It was like a community club.
Right.
So I said, when I get up, I was paying the bill to the manager, who was also French. And I said, by the way, I said, there's 15% service charge. I'm not paying that. I said, service was absolutely awful. And he put an X in it, took it off, and I took the net. He said, sorry about that. And I said, okay.
Simple as that. Tipping is a joke. Go on ahead.
No, but that was the exception. But I was even down to buying out for a few beers, and you buy a round, yeah, and it comes near, whatever it might be, 18 quid, and you throw a 20, you know, yeah, go on. And that's fine. That's doable, you know. And
that's
in some
okay.
bars, what they do is they have a bell behind the bar. So when there's a tip, it rings the bell. It's a bit of joviality, but it's a good...
I've never seen that done before. Ring
abroad,
a bell.
Abroad.
Oh, yeah. Right, abroad. Okay, sorry. I thought you meant here at home. Text from a listener says, tipping is a joke. I work in retail. Nobody ever tips me, so I never tip. Not under any circumstances. Employers should pay their staff and not look to customers to supplement their wages. I never tip because of it. It's an imported custom from the US. People expect a tip for pouring a cup of coffee. Not a chance, is this listener. Oliver's with me on the line. Oliver T is from Wall & Co. Teas in Dublin. Do people tend to tip when they're buying coffee or tea, Oliver?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Well, yeah, people do. Yeah, people do. But it's optional. And it's not... I guess the way the movement, the sort of direction of travel with tipping is that you have to opt out now. So you have the screens in front of you and you have to say no, as opposed to before it was always opting in. So we still have an opt-in system so people can leave a tip if they wish, but we, you know, you don't put them through that process of making them say, no, I don't want to tip. People don't feel good doing that.
It's embarrassing.
You know, whilst it's good for... It's embarrassing and people, you know, it makes people feel uncomfortable. And, you know, as a proprietor, yeah, you want the staff to get tips. You want to get them to get tips to their merits. But you also, you know, you're looking at the interest of the customer as well. So you're not trying to mortify the customer into tipping them. And certainly for something like a takeaway coffee, I don't tip when I go into a cafe and I would never expect somebody to come in and tip for that. If people want to and they think, oh my God, I love this coffee or I love this tea, then good, go for it. But it's not a case of, you know, that extra bit of pressure. It's very Americanized. But their structure of tipping is completely different to ours and their history of tipping is completely different to ours. And we, you know, we pay our staff. We don't pay anybody minimum wage. We pay everybody above. And we don't feel, you know, it's not supplementing the wage in the same way as it would be in some of the states in the US.
So the idea...
So you're kind of mixing two cultures, nearly.
Yeah, I know. People don't really seem to know what's going on anymore with regards to the tipping culture in Ireland. Like this pub in London that we're talking about adding the automatic 4% charge to all drinks that, like, people go up and order at the bar themselves. I take the view that the service charge is for the service. There shouldn't be an assumption that you're getting it. It's because of the you know, the treatment and the service that you've received while you're in the premises. Like, the idea that you'd go up and kind of effectively serve yourself half the job here, and then you'd have to turn around and pay a 4% charge is unbelievable.
But what did you say that was in? Paddington Station?
It's in Waterloo Station. It's the Well and Boot
Waterloo
pub.
Yeah, I wonder you know, is that just to capture tourists? You know, I don't know if London people would concur with that, but, you know, to me, that's way over the top.
Yeah.
I think that it should, as I said, it should be just a case of opt-in and the customer event. It's a nice thing. Anytime the till, the tip bucket rattles, then there's that feeling of that customer's, you know, was happy, and there's that, it's the sound more than actually the amount. It's a good job has been done,
yeah,
as opposed to, here, you have to click to say no. It just, to me, it's too much.
Well, we've been asking people today, when do you tip? And this listener says, tips are given in the US because they only get about a $3 an hour salary, whereas the minimum wage in Ireland is $13.50 per hour. So they shouldn't expect to get tips. Another listener says, I went for a takeaway pizza slice, €7 for the pizza slice. And when I went to pay, the tip option was the first thing on the machine, which I had to say yes or no to the guy taking the money. I felt under pressure to say yes. It was a takeaway slice of pizza, for God's sake. It's not the States. We have a higher rate of wages here than in the US as well. Karina's with me on the line. Karina, do you tip frequently, or when do you tip?
If I get really good service, I tip. I actually actively avoid anywhere that has a service tip. I mean, there's restaurants that put on 12.5% automatically. I actually avoid them.
Over a big table, though, isn't it, if there's a table of 8
know,
or 10?
I know, but even so, but you're making plenty of money off a table of 8. Like, why would you charge them more? You know, you're making more money from them, you know, at the end of the day. But I have two sons who actually are working in the hospitality industry part-time.
Ah.
And I suppose I'm more conscious of tipping because I see how much pleasure they get and an acknowledgement when they get tipped.
Do they?
So I do tend to tip. They do, to be fair.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's good in a way that they kind of make the extra effort and learn to interact with people a bit better as well, kind of to earn the tip.
That's true. You know, because you do, like, I remember I've worked in hospitality for, you know, over the years between the pub and restaurants and in the States as well. And you put more effort in because there's a chance you're going to get something extra out of it.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. That is so true. And it's actually good for them from that point of view because it kind of makes them more aware. But I don't think it's a God-given right. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's entitled to say, oh, wow, you've got great service here, we're charging you. I mean, you're going in there to get the service. You're going in to buy the products. If they don't have good service, you're not going to go back. If it's exceptional and they're very good, yes. Yeah. And as somebody else said, I had a niece working in Boston. She's on $3 an hour. That's a different scenario. Everybody knows that that's what they're getting and they need to earn the tips to live on. But we don't need to be guilted into that here. That's definitely not our culture.
And when your boys come home in the evening, they probably talk about the tips, do they, and what the gas
they do,
yeah,
to be fair. Yeah, there's always a bit of crack. And, you know, like, if it's a busy week, you know, they have, what the way they do it, they have a pot behind the bar as such, and anybody who leaves money behind the counter for them goes in, that the odd person will come up and personally tip them or give them a bit of money. So yeah, they're always delighted with a few extra quid.
And would you have any idea, you know, just I'm curious, rough, what would sort of the average tip of over the week be for them, Karina?
I'm just thinking, well, it's not huge now, to be honest. They might come home with €5 or €10 a day. Some days they might be very lucky, have a big group in, they could get 20 or 30, but nothing astronomical.
Not bad,
but as I said, if they have to get a taxi or get the bus, it kind of covers that. Do you know what I mean? So it's just nice to be
buy the coffee each day, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's just nice that somebody notices that you're doing your job well. You know, that's kind of it, really.
Yeah. Listener here tells me some petrol stations charge extra for a self-service pump, and people don't complain about that. Do they charge extra at the self-service pump for the fact that you yourself have filled your own car and you're going to leave a service charge? Is that the reason? Paul has got in touch to say, I'm sorry, but I fundamentally don't agree with tipping here in Ireland. Staff should be paid a living wage and should not be subsidised by the customer. I lived in the States and it's completely different, the system there, in terms of the wages, the tax, localised and state tax as well, according to Paul. Rue's with me on the line today as well. You worked in the service industry previously. Would you now still tip, Rue?
Oh, I would tip. I still, if I go to shops and there's change, you know, I will leave the change for the shop attendant. It is very much that whichever culture you want to, like, look at, the Irish culture where, you know, tipping is not kind of the way, and the servers don't really count on their tips as anything except a little cream on top. or whether it's in America where, you know, they get a base salary, which basically covers their taxes and their medical. And then whatever they get as tips is what they live off. Mm. It is still the servers that like are pulling on the short end. And, you know, every server that's listening to this and every server that like seeing that this is coming through, they're the ones that are really worrying how much this is going to impact them. Because, you know, it's not the kind of job where you can start making plans to buy a house anyway. And, you know, as tipping goes, you know, even if it is self-service and you're going and you're getting your own cup and, you know, you're servicing yourself, you're still leaving that trash behind. And if you make a spill or like, you know, your child makes a mess, those people are still the ones that are cleaning up that space and making it ready for the other person to come in as if nothing had happened, you know, 15 minutes before. It's a hard job, you know, and nobody would prefer to do it. As you know yourself, you know, from working in it, it's what you do while you aspire to do something else. And whether or not like someone comes in and gives you a nice tip that day, it kind of like very much determines what your mood is like for quite a while afterwards. It sometimes it can be life changing even. And the fact that a tip can be life changing should tell you, like, you know, it's kind of living on the razor's edge anyway. And as one of your previous callers said, you know, you feel bad, you feel kind of ashamed to like leave that tip sometimes. And I think there's something culturally wrong if like we're feeling ashamed about being generous.
I know that we shouldn't have to. An interesting text here from Anne in Mayo, and she says, "Can somebody please clarify for me what's the right amount to tip your hairdresser? The cost for a cut and colour is approximately about 100 euros. So what's the appropriate tip? Do you tend to tip the barber, Roo?"
Well, that's actually, I cut my own hair.
Oh, do you?
I'm nice to myself afterwards, though. You know, I'll make myself a nice coffee.
That's your tip. What about you, Karina? What's the appropriate tip to leave there now if you get on with your hairdresser and a 100 euro charge?
I'd usually tip whoever washed my hair a fiver, and whoever did the cut, if it's really good, probably a tenner.
Yeah,
10%.
Okay. That's very decent, yeah. I would think. So you're leaving about a 15 euro tip there and a 100 euro bill.
Did you kind of feel under pressure though? Because you know the people, they're not earning good wages, the apprenticeships that are doing the hair, you know, the washing and stuff like that and the cleaning up. So you kind of feel that, and they're not always paid well, so yeah, I suppose I do.
Yeah, but depend. It's probably been a long time since I've paid 100 euro. I'd love to know where Anne in Mayo is getting her hair done, because I would actually think by Dublin prices, that's pretty good, Anne, what you're paying there. Yeah, you'd be definitely looking at a tenner anyway. And I get on really well with my hairdresser, so I always, I'm usually in there for hours on end. So she's probably sick listening to me. She deserves more than probably 10 euro too. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Listener makes the point. I was always led to believe that the word tips stood for to imply proper service. Why pay somebody 12% for asking what you want and putting the plate on the table? I always ask waiting staff if they receive the service charge, and if they don't, I refuse to pay it. And if the service was good, I would choose to hand it over to the server myself. Keep your messages coming.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.